Hey everyone, welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. I'm excited to share an episode that we're doing as part of a series with Mainstay Medical on treating the cause, not the symptoms. Our series on restorative neurostimulation, it's a marathon, not a sprint. We're sharing physician stories, patient stories, and in this particular episode, we have the privilege of talking on the first part of the interview with Dr. Matt Bennett. And he shares how Reactivate fits into his clinical algorithm and how it's helping him change his practice for chronic low back pain, as well as his patients' lives. The second part of this interview is with Todd Davies. He was a patient of Dr. Bennett's, and he talks about how the therapy really took him from chronic low back pain, huge suffering, to ultimately changing his life and even starting his own business. You're going to enjoy this two-part session. So thanks for joining us and enjoy this interview. We're going to kick it off with Dr. Bennett first. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. I'm so excited to host another episode today. We have the outstanding Dr. Matthew Bennett. He is an orthopedic spine surgeon in upstate New York. He's been doing spine treatments for 20 plus years and takes a holistic approach to spinal pathology and spinal problems, even working in the areas of neuromodulation. And we're excited to host Dr. Bennett on the podcast as part of this series. Dr. Bennett, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
A true pleasure. And so look, we'd love to sort of find out a little bit more about you and what inspired your work in back pain, and what was the catalyst for you taking this holistic approach that you do?
Back pain is such a huge problem, and it hits just about everybody at some point. And there's always been a lot of fear and apprehension in patients with back pain. And frankly, in my training, you see a lot of docs having a lot of fear about, oh, another back pain problem, or what are we going to do about back pain? And I just took it as, this is an area where I want to explore. I want to try to do better. And I think it's an area where we can do better, and we are doing.
I love that. And you're a great example of that. We had the opportunity to have a podcast, which, by the way, folks, you guys will all have an opportunity to hear our interview with Todd Davies and his experience. There's an opportunity to do better out there. And so with your holistic approach, Dr. Bennett, Reactivate has a place there. Can you talk to us about how it fits into your clinical algorithm?
Sure. When I first see a patient who comes with back pain, one of the first things I'm trying to figure out is, where is this pain coming from? And we look at a few different types of things. We look at the way people move. We look at things that bring on their pain, look at things that relieve their pain. We find that there's certain patterns we see in people that have got this multifidus problem. And if we can identify that multifidus problem, boy, then we just try to work the process. And right out of the gate, I've got great relationships with my manual therapists in my organization. And we really have a particular algorithm that we've got set up trying to help these patients from a physical therapy perspective, trying to get that neuromuscular control back. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't work and we've identified the multifidus as being a main problem, that's where Reactivate really fits in.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's a very clear algorithm. And really just looking at how it's been able to reestablish that mobility, reduce pain. Talk to us about how it's changed the lives of your patients.
Some of these patients, it's amazing when we can actually fix the problem rather than cover it up. Typically, we're band-aiding problems, right? Or we're trading one problem for another. That's the story of spine. We're now starting to get some treatments where we get to actually fix the root cause. And here's one of them, right? It's so funny that in our training, we never really touched on how important multifidus was. It turns out it's like critically important, not just for us as orthopedic surgeons, but even the physical therapists are so overwhelmed with like how important the multifidus is. And it's a little underplayed in their story too. So I think once we get to treating this multifidus, we get to bring people back to normal function. It's been really helpful for those people, able to get back to the things they want to do, back to exercise, back to playing with their kids, picking up their grandchildren, just walking on a day-to-day basis without pain. Like, there's been success stories like that that are really heartwarming.
Yeah, for sure. And kind of like we were sharing before we started recording the podcast, like it just, you see it all the time. But for those that don't typically see patients and don't have the opportunity, or maybe you're a patient listening to this, I had a chance and you'll have a chance to listen to the second part of this podcast where one particular patient literally changed his life by being able to hold his baby again. And it was such a touching story to hear that he was able to pick up his child and spend time with his child. It's game changer. And so when you take a look at chronic low back pain, it's super challenging. Sometimes physicians run out of options. How has Reactivate changed your outlook as a physician on the treatment of chronic low back pain?
I've been going down the pathway of really correcting the problem, right? Can we avoid a Band-Aid sometimes? Can we really cure the problem? And this just reinforces that. This is a great place where we can do that. So it's been really good that way.
Love that. And look, just the one last thing here to conclude, Dr. Bennett, really appreciate your responses and your time here today. Is that military health insurance helped get this veteran's life back? Talk to us about that path to approval. And most of the time, there's a lot of bad speak around insurance, but actually there's a lot of good happening too. Talk to us about that opportunity that you had and any advice you'd give to people either considering the approval of this or trying to get approval for their patients.
Yeah, insurance is a big issue here. There are a lot of carriers that just aren't covering this particular issue. Now, there are a lot that are, but there are some that just believe it's too new, even though we've got 5 years of great data. This is not experimental anymore. We've got better data on this than many things. And so in this case, the military was really great in identifying that they could help this man. And with their approval, we were able to change his life. And it was pretty easy and straightforward once we got to the right people to get it approved.
Yeah. Appreciate your comment there, Dr. Bennett. And look, for everybody listening, the opportunities now, as Dr. Bennett mentioned, there's 5-year study on this particular procedure, the outcomes, the improvement in pain, the improvement in function. There's an opportunity to do more for these patients. There's an opportunity to do more for physicians like Dr. Bennett looking to do better for their patients, and certainly appreciate the shout out there for sure. Look, we appreciate your coming onto this podcast. Any closing thoughts for our listeners as we conclude our podcast today?
Sure. If you're a patient with low back pain that might be multifidus related, like chase this thing down because work hard. If you can get this neuromuscular reeducation to happen on your own and you can get the brain to reconnect to multifidus, great. If you can't, this is a really great option. And I'd say if you're a spine doc and you're not doing this, this is a great procedure. There's a lot of good that comes out of this one. And it's one that you actually treat the patient where they almost don't need to come back and see you too much more. So it's really fulfilling from a physician perspective.
That's great to hear, Dr. Bennett. Well, really appreciate your closing thoughts there. And for everybody listening, thanks for tuning in to this episode on our series with Mainstay Medical. It's a long game. Stay with it and really appreciate your time, Dr. Bennett. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that was our session with Dr. Matt Bennett. Just incredible work that he's doing and phenomenal that the military health insurance helped get this veteran's life back. And now join me in the interview that I did with Todd Davies to hear more about the particulars of how he got rid of his back pain with Reactivate. Enjoy. Today, I have the privilege of hosting Todd Davies with us. He's a former U.S. Army serviceman. He's retired. He's a father and also a husband and somebody that received the Reactivate therapy. We're going to talk about his experience with the pain, how it happened, and just some of his insights around everything that we're dealing with today. So, Todd, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. Thank you for having me here.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So look, just to set the stage, I'd love to learn more about how the injury happened. And first of all, thank you for your service. Appreciate what you have done for our country. Talk to us about the injury and how that led to chronic low back pain suffering.
Yeah. So initially, my initial injury, I was on my first deployment. I was in Zabul province, Afghanistan. And we were out on a normal mission one day and an IED went off. The IED itself didn't get me, but we have on the front of our vehicles a mine roller, which is just a big stone wheel, pushes down on the road. And basically when the IED went off and the mine roller pushed down on the road, it collapsed underneath us and we rolled. And in that, I ended up damaging my L4 and L5 vertebrae. But I tried to tough it out and ignore it and get back to work kind of thing. Got to the point where it was completely unbearable. I was having my wife put my boots on in the morning before I went to formation. And it just, if it got to the point, like I would go to my leadership and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I can't move. I can't walk. I can't even breathe sometimes. It feels like it hurts so bad. Unfortunately, my first response was met with, well, my back hurts too, get back to work. So I put it off for a little while longer. And then eventually I started getting into the process where I was like, no, something is seriously wrong. And then started the whole process, med boarded out. I went through a bunch of different options, chiropractor, acupuncture, physical therapy, occupational therapy, hydrocortisone injections, all kinds of muscle relaxers on the market, all kinds of different stuff. And they were all giving me like very temporary relief and or no relief at all. And so I was getting pretty hopeless. And I just eventually got to pain management and I saw a Reactivate sticker on the wall. And that's what started my journey to Reactivate, was just a poster on the wall.
Wow.
I was looking into like artificial disc replacement at the time. And that was like going to be the next step. And then I saw that and spinal stimulator ended up being the route. And yeah. I'm so glad I went with that route. Trust me. Yeah.
Wow. And man, it's challenging, right? Yeah. You highlighted just some of the difficulty and your wife helping you with your boots and just toughing it out. And just, it's just a very challenging thing for that pain, right? Dealing with that pain.
Yeah.
So you saw this sticker when you were in pain management. So you saw it. Did you ask about it? Tell us about that. How did it go from the sticker to actually having the procedure approved and done? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. I was actually in to get results read for an MRI. And so looking at the results with the doctor, essentially, your muscles under an MRI are supposed to look like steak. It's supposed to look nice, red, and not a bunch of fat and marble. Mine looked completely calcified. The whole lower back was just all white, dead muscle, basically. And so from there, it was like, he basically said, your nerves have been dead for so long, your back has been injured for so long that your muscle, your multifidus muscle, was not, your fast twitch muscles basically aren't activating when they need to. Mm-hmm. And so he suggested trying a spinal, he was calling it something different and he was starting to look it up and I'm looking at the wall and I'm like, is it Reactivate? Is that what it is? And then he was, oh, that's it. And he looked it up and we started going through it. And yeah, he started telling me about, basically they're trying to revive my back and it's done wonders for me so far. I'm about a year out now from the surgery.
Amazing. And one of the things that appreciate you sharing that we wanted to bring up on today's episode is that military health insurance paid for this, right? They approved it. They took care of this for you. And
yeah. The VA is a process in itself. The VA is, from my experience, it's hard to get the ball going, but as soon as it gets going, they take care of you. Every time that I've gotten into the VA and had to be seen for something, progress has been made. It's just getting in there is a tough start. But
yeah, the beginning.
But once I got to pain management, once they referred me and allowed me to, because first I had to go hour and a half to go to a nearest like military installation because I was under like TRICARE's jurisdiction.
Yeah.
But they allowed me to switch to, it's called Martin's Point, which is like a subsection of TRICARE, basically. That removed those restrictions and allowed me to go see someone local. And once I got in with the local guy, the ball really started moving. And once I got approved for the surgery, I'd say it was, I don't know, maybe within a month, I started to started to see results already.
So fast.
And I was like, and because like all the other times that I had tried things, I knew, is this working a bit or is this not working? Like instantly I knew, okay, this isn't working. But with this, I was to the point where I was walking around and my back was so tight all the time to where like I could feel like, okay, it's about to go out on me. Mm. And after I would say 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that feeling started to dissipate where I was like not having to be worried that, okay, if I sneeze right now, I'm not going to be able to walk and like stuff like that feeling started to dissipate. And I was like, oh, well, this might be doing its thing because I'm feeling it internally. Like it's starting to do something to me. And then from there, my wife and I had been working on building a home gym down in our garage. Mm-hmm. And so from there, I started working out again.
That's awesome.
And I started doing bench pressing and dumbbell exercises, things where I could control like isometric movements and stuff where I won't be moving my back too much. I can be under tension, but now I can do pull-ups. I can do deadlifts. I can do it all now, pretty much. That's as long as I can still sense, I can still feel when it starts to build up, like it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
So then I ease back and I'll stop my workout or whatever. But those are getting like fewer and farther between even now. Like I'm still improving.
And that's it. You're right.
So,
really great. Hey, so that's great progress, Todd. And I'm so excited and happy to hear how well you're doing, the improvement. What would you say is the biggest way that Reactivate has changed your life?
One second, I don't want to cry. Holding my kids again, definitely. I, like when my son, he's 7 now, but when he was a newborn, he was very needy at night. He always wanted to be held. And I remember nights where I just would be crying, but I just couldn't hold him, couldn't pick him up. And now I go and I play on the playground with my kids and I pick them up. No problem now. Yeah. And then hopefully this coming up next couple months or so, I'm going to hopefully start working again too, which that's a big step in itself. I haven't worked since I got out of the military. Yeah. So I'm going to try to start my own business.
Amazing. And, what do you want to do? What kind of business do you want to start?
Pressure washing, exterior cleaning,
nice
decks, driveways, all that kind of stuff.
Freaking love it, man. That's so cool and really exciting. Really appreciate you sharing that. Oftentimes, we don't think about those little things. And I say little things, but they're actually big things.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like holding your kids. My son's 7 and he still jumps on me. And just to be able to hold them is a joy. And we've had the opportunity to talk to other people that have gotten this therapy. Todd, I know you listened to a couple of those episodes as we were sharing before we started recording here. Being able to go to the grocery store, being able to work out again, some folks doing Ironman. Like, how do you do an Ironman after that kind of pain? And to be able to get back to work is huge. So really excited for you. And Todd, we're rooting for you on our side. For the people listening today, whether it be physicians or other patients, other people, what message would you share with them about what they're experiencing with chronic low back pain?
I would say to at least consider it. If you have an MRI and it's showing that you have, you know, that a lot of dead muscles, dead nerves, things like that, give it a try. Because to me, I was out of options. I felt like I didn't have any route left to try. And thankfully, this worked for me. And it's simple enough and of a surgery that if it doesn't work, get it removed and go on with your life to try to find another option. But I think it's definitely, I tell people all the time, if I had gotten Reactivate while I was still in the Army before I had retired, I might still be in right now.
Wow.
Because I feel like now I could still do my job at this point. And like if you told me that a couple of years ago, I'd be like, no way, I'm done for. Like I'm not working again in a day of my life. But no, just to have some of that normalness back in my life is worth it. Like I still get back pain. I still have some pain. I'm not pain free, that's for sure. But I'm bearable pain now to where I can function and I can still live my life. Like I call it normal pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my other pain was completely unbearable. And so I would say, give it a try.
Thank you, Todd.
And yeah, hopefully give it a try while you're still in the military, because it was never even mentioned to me while I was still in. So hopefully there's ways to get that word out to soldiers while they're still in. Because I had a bunch of other treatments while I was still in, but that was not even an option on the table. So maybe if that was more possible for active duty soldiers, that might keep people in and save them from retiring early like I had to.
Yeah, Todd, for sure. And we appreciate you sharing it, right? It's testimonials like yours that help spread the word on a therapy that's very effective. Maybe you didn't have to leave the military. And maybe a lot of folks, you might be listening and you may not have to leave because there is an option. And thinking about leadership, as leadership seeks to retain active service personnel, there's options out there to be able to help now with the reactivate therapy. So certainly something that's very exciting. And Todd, really just want to say thank you for sharing your experience with us in this series. We really appreciate that you doing this, and we're excited for you, your family, and your progress.
Yes, absolutely. I enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed today's story. A former U.S. serviceman recovered from chronic low back pain, a doctor that really looked at a therapy that really helped improve his patients' lives. This is life-saving care, and we're excited to be covering it on the Outcomes Rocket. Thanks for joining me, and until next time, we'll see you soon.